This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, March 20th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on any aspect of natural and integrative health that you can think of from a conservative point of view: chiropractic, acupuncture, applied kinesiology, functional medical nutrition, and so forth. We're here to answer your questions, but you know what? We have a program for you today. We've got a couple interesting things to discuss with you, but we're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Give us a call. Pick up the phone, and we will definitely get to you. It's that time of the year. You wouldn't think so by looking outside today, because in yesterday it's cold again. What happened to the beautiful weather and you know, hopefully our tulip blossoms and everything else that's out there will survive over the next couple of days till it starts heating up again. But, you know, nevertheless, we are at that time of the year. What am I talking about? I'm talking about allergy season, you know, with all the things that make you feel crapola, don't feel real good about anything. You know, you're tired, you're kind of worn out, you're feeling, you know, your skin's itching, you have sore throat, your sinuses are full, your intestinal system is kind of cramping around a little bit, and all those things that kind of springboard out of nowhere. Headaches, I mean, almost to the migraine type of headache, and you wonder what a person to do. Well, a lot of you are going to the drugstore, you're going to your docs, and you're taking injections, and you're taking, you know, allergy shots, and you're doing steroids of some sort, without really answering the question why these things are coming about and understanding how the body works. You know, we've always talked about this triad of health, the structural, chemical, emotional paradigm. And we look at injury patterns, we look at biochemical insults, we look at stress patterns as they affect nervous system and acupuncture energetics and blood supply and the removal of waste to the lymphatic system, cerebral spinal fluid function. And nowhere is it more important to look at that than in this particular symptomatic presentation. Remember, I just said symptoms, not cause. The cause are the things that we talk about. Having said that, I have probably one of the best people in studio today to talk about this, who, by the way, is going to be your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rozell Center for Healing, March the 23rd at 7 p.m. And she's going to be talking about allergies. Who am I talking about? None other than the doctor, the great Dr. Stephanie Pina. Welcome again.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. You know, it's like this is your program already. I mean, it's I'm gone. You take over. I'm not here. You take over. Why don't we just call it the Dr. Stephanie Pina program?
It's not going to be like, I thought we'd step up to like Dr. Tom Rozell Live and Friends or something. Like, you know.
Oh, make kind of segue over a period
it.
Of time.
Yeah.
A little bit slowly.
Exactly.
So we wouldn't scare people.
Yeah. And then we'll take a second hour over and then we'll have you do the first hour and I'll do the second hour.
Oh, that's cool.
You know.
We can do that. Anyway, I was going to say something, but we'll bypass. No, seriously, Dr. Stephanie, the program that we're talking about, the topic that we're talking about, allergy reactions, it's not just springtime, but it's also fall time. You know, people start being exposed to the elements. You know, they're inside all winter long and they feel lousy. And then they say, oh my God, the sun's shining and the skies are blue and so forth. And then they feel lousy. And because of lots of things, from mold to fungus to spores to winds blowing all kinds of stuff in. And the trees are blooming and blossoming. The plants are doing the same and people are getting sick. And then they go to their doc and they get all these steroids and they get all this stuff to suppress the problem, which actually, in fact, makes it worse. You know, all the nose dope stuff that they take, I affectionately call, you know, things that dry out the membranes. Years ago, one of the go-to reliefs was something called Afrin, you know, which shrinks the membranes. And the problem is there's a rebound phenomena that occurs because of that, plus adrenal suppression and all those things. So let's start with something very interesting. So this is going to be your presentation this Wednesday evening. What happens? Why? Why do people get sick now? You know, and they come up with all these wonderful symptom presentations that they can't stand life. And, you know, two people walk down, you know, the same road and one's just enjoying the heck out of the day. The other one's saying, I need to get out of here because I can't stand it anymore.
Well, I think it's very interesting that you bring that up, especially with the weather change and especially what happened, say, 2 days ago here in Virginia versus yesterday and today, because, you know, that weather change is going to affect everyone a little bit differently. But you're seeing more people all of a sudden, especially on the news, going, oh, yep, allergy season, go out, get your shots and, you know, take some of that over-the-counter medication stuff. I think what we're seeing is we're seeing the bodies not being able to react as well as it used to because of a lot of different things. It's not just one thing. It's a lot of different things, like the fact that we've been inside and now we're being exposed to stuff, like the fact that our diets have been changing and our lifestyle is changing and we're having more inflammation that's kind of underlying all these symptoms. And then you just need one more insult to the body, like early pollens or the mold that happened because of water damage or the food sensitivities that we talk about often. You know, we're seeing that affect multiple issues in the body and multiple organ systems. And unfortunately, so much is, you know, brought up on the respiratory tract. And so it only happens in the spring and the fall, and otherwise it must be something else. So we need to really look at the rest of the body in order to determine why there's been an increase in allergy types of symptoms.
So what we're talking about is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Correct.
You know, the camel's limping along already, not doing really well. And then all of a sudden it gets burdened with something else and camel ain't walking anymore.
Right. And that's why, one, like you said, two people can have completely different reactions when the pollens come out. Someone could be in severe allergy distress and not being able to breathe and think and itch, and they get drowsy after taking medications, and the next person's perfectly fine. So what's the difference between those two people, especially if they're, you know, in the same household or in the same environment? You know, why is one suffering and one's not? That's what it's really all about.
My guest in studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina, your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 23rd of March. God, March is already gone. 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing. And she's going to be talking about this particular subject, allergies, and how they affect you. But more importantly, how do you get rid of them? What can you do without medications? Is there another path? You know, and those of you know Dr. Pina know she is amazing as when she presents, and also her background. She is a doctor of naturopathic medicine. She knows the intimacy of the body and how it works naturally. In addition to that, she is an acupuncturist and a practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine. So, you know, you put those things together and, you know, you talk about background and capacity and ability to look at these things. And if anybody knows how to do it, she does. Join her this Wednesday evening. All you got to do is call the office at 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. Tell the staff at the Rozelle Center for Healing that you would like to attend Dr. Stephanie Pina's presentation this Wednesday evening on allergies. The only thing that's required of you is a reservation. That's it. You know, there's no cost to these things. These are in-house continuing education programs that are offered for your information only, so you can become smart. And so you get to ask the right questions, so you have the background to be able to step up and say, yeah, what about this? And that's why we do these. So give us a call, 703-698-7117, and tell the staff member that you would like to attend. Reservations, please, because many of you know last week when I did my presentation, and by the way, thanks, it was great to meet a lot of you. We had a full house. It was cool.
It was full. They were almost outside the door.
I know. That was very cool. If it wasn't for a kind of switch in the weather that day, we would have been overabundant. We wouldn't have had the room, and we would have had been out in the hallway and figured out some kind of PA. I would have had a shout, but it was great. And it was really, really a pleasure to meet so many of you that did come last week, and I had fun. I hope you did as well. I hope you got a lot out of it. Dr. Stephanie, let's take this a little further. Let's talk about what happens and how the body actually begins. What's the lifestyle really that you see that causes people ultimately to be sensitive to the environment because, you know, we have these spores, we have these pollens. I love the commercial, by the way, if you've ever seen it. You know, you have these little pollens, these spores that they show on TV, and they have all these little spicules on them. You know, they look like something that's going to rake you to death. And that's how they present them on TV. Then they give you this drug, and that's what's going to take place. But seriously, all kidding aside, so if that's the case, how does somebody who is normal, meaning the body's working the way it's supposed to, how do they fight it? But more importantly, how does the body break down? And you know, you said generally, but specifically, what are we looking at here?
Well, we know when we have something like a pollen that goes into the body that is basically like an irritant, our body's responses are normally to try to get that irritant out. You know, if we're breathing in dust, our body will start to kind of sneeze and move things out because we don't want it in there. But when the body takes it to the next level and starts to produce increased histamine productions, which basically helps, you know, vasodilate, causes swelling, causes itching, our nasal passages start running. You know, it's kind of going into hyperdrive basically. So if we are already in a system where that's already happening because we're not eating properly and the foods that we're eating are basically already causing inflammation, where we're not detoxing properly, where we can't get other allergens or toxins out of the body, you know, it's setting things up for even more of an allergy type of example. In Chinese medicine, allergies and that phlegm congestion stuff is seen as dampness or phlegm. And so when we eat foods that create more phlegm in the body, like, say, dairy products, like cold stuff, difficult stuff to break down, like fast food, damp food, you know, it's presenting more phlegm to begin with. So now you go out there.
So ice cream's out.
Ice cream is definitely not what you want to do during allergy season. And I can certainly testify to this because when I was in naturopathic school in Arizona, I never had springtime allergies. I moved to Arizona by my third year in Arizona. I had major springtime allergies, but like it is here, it got real hot real quick. So I used to go to the little coffee shop and study, and they had the air conditioning blasting. So my immune system was thrown off, and, you know, you go back and forth between having a cold or not. You go outside to warm up. And of course, you know, there's a ice cream shop right across the way.
And of course there is.
Such a good job studying. You got to reward yourself with that ice cream. Yeah, did I regret that afterwards? And I kept had to do it over and over and over to realize, there's a connection here.
After a while you get it, even those of us who are a little bit more recalcitrant in our willingness to make shifts, you know, if you step back and take a look and say, there is a trail,
you have to prove it to yourself. And I think a lot of patients and a lot of people come in there too, until they experience that themselves, they don't understand. They go, those are two completely different things. But allergies are waiting for that other additional factor to happen. And then when they do happen, we go, oh my goodness, what just happened here? And I would go back into the medical clinic, and I have cat allergies, I know, and certainly someone would come in with a cat, and all of a sudden, during that same time, I would start trying to interview the person and sneezing in the room, and so I'd duck out into the botanical medicine office and whip myself up some herbs, and that would decrease histamine naturally and feel better. But I knew I had to change the lifestyle that went along with that. And unfortunately, when you're under a lot of stress, like in a student position,
yep, absolutely.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot you can do about it at that moment, but you can make the basic changes.
Well, sure you can. And, you know, the thing of it is people come into the office and they come in with whatever allergy representation or presentation that they have. And, you know, they say, I have this allergy, I have that allergy. And I start asking them all kinds of questions, and they look at me and said, I just said I had allergies. I said, yeah, I know, but answer these questions. They say, Doc, you're not understanding me. I just said that I had allergies. The problem is, it's not the allergen. The problem is why the allergen's able to cause the symptom process that you're presenting with.
Right.
And until you treat that, you're doing nothing more than suppressing the reaction, which actually, at the end of the day, makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you push something down, it's going to come back with a vengeance.
Right.
So this Wednesday evening, you're going to, you know, this is going to be a great program because it's timely, it's appropriate, it's on point. Those of you who have any kind of allergen, not just springtime or falltime allergens, this is an opportunity for you to really understand the intimacies of what takes place when the body responds trying to get this garbage out of you. You know, from irritable bowel problems, you know, having hit the head many, many times during the day, sweating, itching, eyes running, nose running, coughing, respiratory problems. They're all part and parcel of the same thing. They're not independent conditions. They're representations of that. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your host, your presenter at the Rozelle Center for Healing, 7 p.m. We'll be right back after some very important information. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're in studio. Give us a call right now, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you have in mind. Perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied. Here's an opportunity. Let's fix it for you. Let's see what we can do, at least to point you in the direction that will give you another thought process of something that may be even better than what you're doing right now. Wouldn't that be great? You know, try to, you know, maybe have an opportunity to shift everything that you're doing and at least give you the information that you can talk to your doc about. That's how you do it. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. In studio, my guest, your presenter, your host this Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina. She's going to be talking about allergies, seasonal allergies being treated by natural methods without drugs. Wouldn't that be amazing if you could figure out a way that, you know, through natural means that you might be able to get away from those injections and those pills and those poultices and all that stuff that really makes you feel worse? Well, here's an opportunity. She's going to be presenting at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. They're about a third of a mile off the Capitol Beltway. And all you have to do to make that happen is call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. That's this Wednesday evening, the 23rd of March. And we'd love to have you as our guest. Please be there. It's so much fun meeting you. And when you come in and people that I don't know and, you know, we, if nothing else, we get to educate you, which is really what it's all about. Dr. Pina, let's talk a little bit about, you know, this whole process of, I want to talk about suppression. In the second half of the show, I want to talk a little bit about looking at the body to treat it. But patients go out and they go to their physicians and, you know, they're given things like Claritin and, you know, what I call the affectionate nose dope and the Afrins, the things that shrink the membranes, and a lot of steroids and meds. What happens? Does this fix anything? But what's really going on with these meds? How do they come about? What's the concept behind them? Why do they do that?
Well, think about it. If the medication's there, like you said, to treat the symptoms. So if we have all this mucin congestion, we can give you something like a Mucinex to dry it up and get it out of the way. But the problem is, why did we have the mucus there to begin with? It's a normal reaction. It's just going into hyperdrive. And why is that? Because we keep constantly being exposed to stuff. Now, obviously, we can't do anything about Mother Nature and the pollens that are out there, what we're exposed to, or if we have pet allergies. It's not like a lot of people are going to give up their animals to do it. But there are basic things that we can do to prepare us for those symptoms and seasons that are coming up, especially people that have spring and, I would say spring, summer, and fall allergies. Yep. Because summertime tends to be those molds because it tends to be a little darker and damper and stuff. And, you know, if we're thinking ahead of the process, then we don't have to resort to some of the medications that are there for that acute immediate relief that knocks stuff out. And then guess what? We're facing it all over again. Or they have to jump up to the next level to your prednisones, which are now going to affect not only the adrenals and the immune system, but we've seen over and over again that person that's in the hypersensitive reaction, they'll put something that's a basic over-the-counter cream over a rash, and all of a sudden, everything gets worse. They get worse all together. I've had two cases in the last 2 months that have come in like this, and we had to calm the immune system down because of that, what the medication did.
You know, it's amazing to me. People come into our area. They've been out in Arizona. They've been different parts of the country, and all of a sudden, they move into the Washington metropolitan area, and they say, I've never in my life had an allergic reaction until I moved here. And I said, well, where'd you live? And I mean, some of the places that they're talking about, even down in Virginia Beach area. And I said, really? He said, yeah, well, I've never had a problem like this. A little bit here, a little bit there. But when I walked into Washington, now I'm over the top. And I said, why do you think they call it Foggy Bottom? It's a swamp. It's a mold factory. It's fungus anonymous. I mean, it's amazing the things that live here. And you go into the old building. If anybody works in the Pentagon that's listening, you go downstairs into the basement and there's mold growing up the walls, black mold. And that's not supposed to be okay. You know, you need to talk to EPA. I mean, that's not all right. Those things make you sick. And we have that experience by so many people that come into these areas. So it's not just the pollens and all that some of your physicians are trying to tell you, but it's the underlying exposure that constantly beats you up in this area if you live in this metropolitan area.
Well, what's interesting too is I believe it's the Allergy and Asthma Foundation of America. Every year they put out the list of the top 10, if not more, but definitely top 10 cities that have the most allergy issues. And so I was reading down through it, and in our area here, Richmond is number 10. So that's the closest to us. But there, Knoxville, Tennessee goes up and down between 1 and 5. Memphis, Tennessee, and it's these areas where you have these changes all of a sudden with temperatures. You know, wet weather in the winter, then the weather changes quick. But what's funny is you're also seeing areas where they're going in and you have older buildings, you have less exposure, you're inside more. So it's, we're setting ourselves up even in this area, but in other areas of the country as well.
It's incredible to me that, you know, we don't look at the simplicity of our environment and really try to figure out, you know, what is it that's different? And lifestyle, what am I doing that's different? Let's look at the foods. How are our foods different? And we forget to ask those critical questions. Well, that's why we're here. That's why we do Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, to make you think, to give you our opinion. It may not be your opinion, but gives it our opinion. But when we come back, we want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're in studio. Call us, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, none other than Dr. Stephanie Pina. She will be your host, your presenter, this Wednesday, the 23rd, at the Rozelle Center for Healing. She's going to be talking about allergies, springtime allergies, and more importantly, the natural treatment of and how you can get rid of the stuff and what you really need to know about them and the right questions to ask when you're told to do whatever it is. See, we want to arm you with information and intelligence so you can not only make the appropriate decisions, but ask the right questions. Call Rozelle Center for Healing at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117, and tell them that you'd like to register. Registration is required, nothing else. Just call and say, hey, I'd like to come. And they'll say, yes, we have room. And if you do that now and make that happen. We're going to get into the meat of a little bit of treatment, but we want to answer your questions. So let's go to the phones. Dow, how can I help you? Thank you for holding.
Good afternoon, doctor. I have autoimmune disorder called Sjogren's syndrome for 15 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Along these years, I have a strange sensation. It's more like internal vibration or shaking inside.
Okay.
That you cannot see from outside, and it grows stronger each year.
What medications are you taking right now?
Plaquenil.
Plaquenil, okay.
Yes, and nobody can tell me why I have these vibrations.
Okay.
And it start up from the feet and grow upward. Now I feel at my upper trunk of my body. And my head, my neck, my head.
Okay.
So, very strong pulsation in my head.
Okay, so let me walk you through it a little bit. First of all, the drug that you're on, Plaquenil, is the N drug. That's all they have to treat Plaquenil with, Sjogren's with. When they don't have anything else, any of these steroids and so forth, and those don't work the way they're supposed to, then they're going to give you Plaquenil. Just for our listening audience, let me kind of walk them through this. You know, Sjogren's is an autoimmune condition, very much like rheumatoid or other autoimmune problems like that. And it can cause widespread pain. It can cause profound fatigue. It can cause the eyes are going to be extremely dry. Joint spaces aren't going to move the way they're supposed to. Women who have Sjogren's are going to go into a menopausal type of presentation. Sometimes the menstrual cycle, and I'm talking about women who have it earlier on, so forth. Allergies are going to be much more susceptible. They can go into anaphylaxis more easily than other people. The list is huge. The point of it is that, and then the diagnostic testing, they're not, all the diagnostic testing for Sjogren's aren't absolute. You do things like anti-nuclear antibodies, the ANAs, they're about 65 to 70% accurate with the Sjogren's. Rheumatoid factors they do as well. They come up with about 60% plus with rheumatoid. You have Sjogren's antibodies. Those are affectionately called SSA and SSBs. They mean different things. But, you know, the bottom line is that there's still nothing of them are 100%. So let me give you my history with Sjogren's. I've treated, unfortunately, many patients over the years with Sjogren's, and fortunately, most of them successfully. And you have to look at kind of this whole broad spectrum of how they got there in the first place. First, we have to remember that, in fact, this is an autoimmune reaction. This is not just something that happens to you. So there's a history. There's a trail that takes place. And that trail is everything from, you know, inoculations and vaccines and the accumulation of certain things from, you know, mercury to aluminum in the body. There's a history of stress, huge emotional stress patterns with Sjogren's patients, sometimes very early in life, sometimes consistently over a period of time with life. There's a history often with the Sjogren's patients of injury. They've been hurt in some way and causing the upper part of the neck, the cervical spine, cervical 1 and 2, not to be in position, subsequently causing problems from the neurological standpoint all the way through to the rest of the body. These are consistent. So when we look at a Sjogren's patient, we look at the history, we look at all those things. Those sensory feelings, those tingling, that numbness and so forth is consistent with Sjogren's, and it's usually due to the effect on the spinal cord affecting all of the different components. It's an inflammatory reaction that takes place. So when you look at the patient, you don't treat the tingling, you treat the nervous system. You don't treat the dryness and so forth. You treat the adrenal system and upregulate the body by supporting it from functional nutritional points of view. You look at the acupuncture system and you get that balance. And then when you do that and you get the patient to eliminate the sensitivities of their body, allergies, which we're talking about today, then they have a huge shift and how they respond. So if you treat it that way, but the tingling that you're describing is consistent with probably 75% of the Sjogren's patients that I've seen over a period of many years. So here's the deal. You've got to look at this condition multidimensionally. There's not just one herb that's going to help. Something that may help that won't hurt you is just taking a full complex vitamin B about 3 times a day with vitamin C 3 times a day. Go to a health food store. You know, they have it there. But more importantly, if you see somebody like Dr. Pina, if you see some of the practitioners that do the work that we do, they're going to look at you from a multidimensional point of view to try to get to the underlying problem that's triggering this suppression of adrenal function, this neurological interference that you've got going on, the energetic platform that needs to be uplifted and regulated. There's a lot of pieces, but in our experience, we see a lot of patients get a whole lot better when it's approached from a multidimensional platform. So I hope that helps you. So the thing that is that it is something that's very common. It's not something that is rare in a Sjogren's patient. 100% no, but in our clinical history and experience over the years, we see many patients that present that way. It's worth checking out. It's worth taking a look at. I hope that helps you, Dow. I hope that, but understand that, you know, physicians don't look at the nervous system the way they should when it comes to these conditions. And when your inflammatory levels are high, as they are in this type of condition or any other type of autoimmune problem, you have to look at the nervous system, in our opinion. You've got to look at the acupuncture system. You've got to look at the nutritional platform and support those pieces.
So I think you bring up a good point, too, because you're looking at an autoimmune disease as, you know, an inflammatory response that's basically attacking its own tissues. You know, normal tissue cells should be left around by the immune system, and now all of a sudden there's this attack. So essentially, it's another version of an allergy attack. And actually, when you look at what an allergy is, there are multiple different types where we have type 1, which is kind of like your anaphylactic shock. But type 3 is the one that's really important here, because that's where you see antibodies attacking regular muscle tissue cells, like in Sjogren's, like with lupus, like with rheumatoid factor. So a lot of the same triggers that you see with particular autoimmune diseases and some of the allergies out there that, like we've been talking about, the respiratory stuff or digestive stuff, are going to have some of the same treatments. So that's where those allergies that we think of may be affecting other areas in the body. And in this particular case, when it comes to autoimmune diseases, it can lead to some pretty severe reactions.
You know, the interesting thing, too, is that if you get a massage, or, you know, even when we're dealing with a patient, we put our hands on it, that vibrational sense is often detectable palpably. And you can feel it because the whole nervous system is being irritated. And it's not the nerves, but it's the skin tissue and so forth. It's the muscle twitching. It's the fascia that's not working the way it's supposed to because of the underlying neurological pathways. So when you look at the nervous system, you're looking at the B complex and C, you're looking at B12 and folic acid, you're looking at some of the neurotransmitters as well. You're going to get into, you know, the depletions or the imbalances that occur because the immune system and the gut's not working. So you have serotonin and GABA and dopamine not balanced properly. So all of these things have to be looked at and balanced to get rid of this, but also, as I said initially, trauma, particularly in the upper cervical area. If that first cervical vertebrae, in my opinion, is not balanced properly, if it's not aligned properly, it's putting pressure, it's putting attraction, it's putting irritation on the cord and the nerves. And when you look at the spinal cord, it's like this big coaxial cable. And it depends on where the irritation is coming from is going to cause the symptom. In this situation, very much of what this lady is talking about.
Well, it's also interesting when I see a patient that comes in that maybe they're healthy and they think everything's great, or maybe they're coming in for, you know, muscle pain treatments and I'm using acupuncture on them. You know, I'll insert that needle, and just like we were talking about how you can kind of feel that vibration, I'll get a histamine response right around the needle, and all of a sudden it's going to get bright red right at that one spot. So I know that the body's there to react. It's there to respond, and it's trying to heal, but there's so much underlying inflammation there that it's so quick to react. I mean, it's like people that scratch themselves, and all of a sudden they get real hot and red right around that area. You know that there's underlying issues that are already present, and it's just to what extent.
Wouldn't you like to have the answers to those allergies? I mean, really understand them. This is an opportunity. It's foolish not to do what you can to figure it out and to do what you can to ask your doctors the right question. Here's an opportunity this Wednesday evening, the 23rd. Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your host, your presenter at the Result Center for Healing. Show up. I promise you, you're going to learn so much that you didn't know before, and perhaps you didn't put the pieces together. This is the time to get it done. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117, and tell the staff at the Result Center for Healing that you'd like to attend. The office is located in the Red Cross Building on the corner of Route 50 and Prosperity, about a third of a mile off the National Capital Beltway. Be our guest. We'd love to have you. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to answer your questions specifically. Who better than to do that than Dr. Stephanie Pina? Her credentials speak for themselves. Doctor of naturopathic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncturist. Here's an opportunity. Learn from the best. Learn from this wonderful practitioner, and you'll really come away with information that you can use. We're here at 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Love to talk to you on any subject. Dr. Pina, let's get back to the allergy pieces that we were talking about, and we'll get to the phones again. But when you deal with a patient with an allergy, from your point of view, from your platform, when you really want to get to the core, how do you begin to cipher through it? How do you begin to, you know, walk your way through the weeds to really find out where all this stuff started from? I mean, some people are, and I have to say this before you get into it, because some people are presupposed or predisposed, you know, to this type of thing. We go into Hans Selye and his work with cats, and he stimulated them, you know, and provoked them and fed them badly and so forth. And then by the third generation of cats, they were born allergic to everything.
Yeah, I think that's been happening to us, and that's why you see us over and over time. Each generation that comes out has more sensitivities. I mean, they start as a baby and they move forward, and, you know, we see food introductions a lot easier, and we talk a lot about that gut reaction and why things, larger and larger food particles, are getting through the gut into the blood to basically cause leaky gut syndrome. We're having reactions to that, so the food is giving us issues. But even as children, as we grow up, we see more things like rashes, we see earaches, and then people put tubes in to help drainage, and all that is an immune response, a reaction as well too. So when we have patients come in, depending on what, doesn't matter what age they are and what their symptoms are, you need to get a history on them to understand why are they reacting the way they are. And a lot of the times you're writing down, okay, this person has allergies. This is the type of medications that they've been given in the past. How did they respond to those medications? And then look at the rest of the body. Look at the gut. Look at how the liver is processing. That liver has to detoxify the body. How are emotions playing into it too as well? Like, how are the stressors that we're doing? If we're constantly under stress, our body is basically in that fight, flight, adrenal mode. The sympathetic system is trying to get us to survive. So dealing with allergies is not the top priority in our body at that time. So what happens is all that gets suppressed inside. And then next thing you know, next allergy season rolls around, we're 10 times worse than we were the first one.
You know, I made a comment last Wednesday evening when I was lecturing to all these beautiful people. I said, you know, I've been in practice 40 years. And 40 years ago, people were a lot easier to treat, and they responded faster than they do today, and exactly because of the reasons that you're talking about. Celine, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I was diagnosed with shingles approximately 2 months ago, and it only attacked the right side of my head from the base of my skull up to the front of my right eye and the right corner of my mouth and just under the glands of my right ear. And since then, I've been on Lyrica. I was on Valtrex for the first 2 weeks and then went on Lyrica at the last week of the Valtrex and have been on it since. And I was told that I'm on 300 milligrams starting at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I take another 300 right before I go to bed, and it doesn't bother me at all during the day. But I was told that I have lingering effects of nerve damage.
Okay, so let me play with that a little bit. I got about a minute and 10 seconds to answer before we have a break. Obviously, shingles is one of those things that affects a lot of people because of a weakened immune response. You know, the stupid television commercials that say that if you've had the disease, you're more likely to have it. So they give you the inoculation, which is the same virus. It's like they think people are stupid. And so the problem is that they're not treating. Lyrica is not treating the viral pattern underneath it. It's treating the pain pattern that's associated with the shingles. The area that you're describing is the trigeminal nerve, three branches, and it's going down your jaw by your eye and up to the top of your head. And so those branches are being irritated. The virus is there. You can have it one side of your body. You could have it both sides of your body. You could have it all over your body. It depends on where the weakened patterns are and how they're treated. So there's ways of making a difference. You can get treated to resolve this problem. And we've seen literally hundreds and hundreds of patients over a period of years. What I would like you to do is this. I'm going to address this a little bit more when we come back from the break. And I'm going to give you a website and a phone number and so forth. So don't go away. Hang in there. I want to revisit this. It's too important just to let you go at this point. We're coming up to break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us today. And how you find us when we're not here, you go to drtomrozelle.com or go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. If you'd like to send me a note, go to drtomrozelle@gmail.com or drtomrozelle.com. Either way, it'll get to me. If you want to talk to Dr. Pina, you can do any of those. You go to rozellecare.com. Let's get back to what we were talking about. Celine, you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
So here's the deal. You're being treated, unfortunately, in our opinion, in a way that can potentiate problems and things that won't go away. However, we have a solution, and nobody better to answer that question than Dr. Pina.
So we actually have a lot of patients that come in with shingles that we use acupuncture with quite effectively. Because if you think about what the medications you're on now, they're treating it at the beginning for the viral state, but now they're also just going, well, now we got to deal with the pain as well. And they're just trying to suppress everything. So with acupuncture, what you do is you can actually treat it in a multiple effects where you're treating pain management, you're increasing blood flow to the circulation, and you're also trying to detox those immune factors that need to move as well. So it's actually very effective. And sometimes we put things like the cold laser with it, also some nutrients as well too. So I've had a lot of patients that come in with shingles, and because of the commercials out there that we were just talking about, more patients are aware of it. And as soon as they get those symptoms, they think medication is the only option they have.
Celine, I can tell you, you know, with all the years I've been in practice that, and also I'm a qualified acupuncturist and Dr. Pina's a licensed acupuncturist, that this works extremely well if it's done properly with cold laser, with the herbal preparations and so forth. We've seen the pain go away dramatically, very quickly, and we've seen the body's immune system begin to upregulate. It's something that if you'd like to just have a conversation, I would encourage you to come by Wednesday night. Dr. Pina will sit and talk to you, you know, and tell you what the positives and negatives are, the pros and cons. But this is something that can be supported and can be done the right way. Celine, thank you for your phone call. I appreciate it. I hope that helps. If you need some data, you can get a hold of us through those websites. Jim, real quick, my friend, I didn't want to let you sit there. How can I help you?
Hi, doctor. I've got a high non-reactive CRP, and it started out like a 36. It went up to 46, and I got diagnosed with something called polymyalgia rheumatica. Any comments on that?
Yeah, that just means you got pain all over your body, and it's an inflammatory marker. That's all it is. And so it's a guideline. It's not something of itself that tells you what the problem is. In a polymyalgia rheumatica, it means many muscles hurt, is basically what it's saying, okay? And so what you're looking at is the why behind that. So like that, like any other condition, what you want to do is find out what the initial onset was, when was the very first time, were there any injuries that were involved, what exposures, you know, have the patients been exposed to, what sensitivities, allergy reactions. Many cases of, in our experience, polymyalgia rheumatica come about because of a bad intestinal system and a weakened adrenal system. You get the load off of that, you upregulate the neurological system, and the patient gets dramatically better. So the marker itself doesn't mean, you know, this is the diagnosis. It's just a measure of inflammation. And so you use that, and it's tell you, if it's getting worse, it's telling you that there's more inflammatory response. The body's kind of eating itself, so to speak. It's perpetuating its own problem. So to turn it around, you have to turn the condition around. And to do that, you have to find out the why behind that. But Jim, come on by. I mean, we'd love to talk to you. It's, you know, it's something that we can, you know, probably guide you very, very well with. Dr. Piener, you got about 30 seconds to tell everybody what you're doing Wednesday evening.
We talk ins and outs of allergies, how it affects the rest of the body, why some of the medications and current treatments out there are basically suppressing the symptoms and not going to be in your favor in the long run. Things we can do naturally to plan ahead for issues, and also how do we boost the immune system overall so that allergies, whether they're different types, don't affect us the way they do the following year, too.
I apologize to those of you that are left on the line. Call us back next week or send us a note at drtomrozell.com or rozellcare.com, and we'll get back to you. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your presenter, your host. If you haven't heard her present, you're missing something spectacular. Call our office at 703-698-7117. Tell my staff that you'd like to be there. Love you all. Bye.